hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm with Jerry Usher and you, because this is your show right before Christmas Eve. That's right, the day before Christmas Eve, and this is when we talk about gift giving. We do this every year. Jerry and I are committed to talking about giving gifts right before Christmas, and then as soon as Christmas starts, we talk about keeping the lights up, and that'll be on Friday. But today we're talking about, do you prefer giving or receiving gifts? Are you more of a giver? Do you feel relaxed doing that? Do you feel excited doing that? Do you wrap all the gifts with the ribbons and the bows and you just look at it and say, oh, did I do a magnificent job and I can't wait to give it to this special person? Or are you better at receiving gifts? When you receive gifts, you feel that love, you feel that appreciation, that value. We want to ask you, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, everybody stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. Put the baby down gently in the carrier and make the phone call and tell us if you prefer giving or receiving gifts. We're live today. This is your show. And here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. How about you, Jerry? Are you better at giving or receiving?
Well, to be honest with you, I would probably rather give gifts than receive them. I've never really been a good receiver of things in my life. I've tried to get better at that just only because, you know, people want to give gifts and people want to do nice things for you. And so receiving allows people to do that. But I think I'd rather be on the giving side of things. It just brings a certain joy, especially when it's something that somebody really loves or they really wanted, or it really blesses them in a very particular way. So I would say I would probably prefer to give, but hey, you know, it says, you know, it's better to give than to receive. Well, that means it's good to receive as well, but it's better to give. So that's where I fall down on this.
And don't you think there's an art to receiving gifts well, to how to properly say thank you and to appreciate the gift and to acknowledge the gift? I mean, there's all sorts of techniques with this gift giving idea, wouldn't you say? So I'm right with you. I prefer giving than receiving, but I'm learning to be I'm learning to receive well. Since I've had a lot of health issues, people like to give up their time and help out. And so I'm learning how to receive well. Maybe that's happened to you, dear listeners of the Take Two family. Maybe you had a health situation and all of a sudden you had people bringing meals or knocking on the door wanting to clean your house. And you're like, you know, they want to give me this gift and of themselves even, or even spend time with you. And you've had to learn how to receive well. Well, come on, you guys. This is the time to really share so we can help others and really explore this idea of the art of gift giving and receiving. So do you prefer to give gifts or receive gifts? Call in right now. You only have to spend a few minutes. You speak to Vanessa. She's wonderful to talk to. Vanessa is a sweetheart. And you'll talk to her. She'll put you on hold. You'll slip into the discussion. Then you can get on with your wrapping gifts or shopping or whatever you need to do before Christmas starts. So 833-288 EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Well, a big part of giving and receiving is the gift itself. And maybe you have received something very, meaningful at some point in the past at Christmas time. What is the most meaningful Christmas gift you've ever received? Share that with us at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How about unique gifts that you have given? Maybe you're a very creative type of person and you like to think outside the box at Christmas time. You know, we have the old jokes about toasters and ties and coffee mugs and things like that. Do you like to think, you know, outside of those normalcies and get really creative with the gifts that you give? Maybe you make your own Christmas gifts that you like to give to people, and then giving takes on a special meaning for you as well, because it's something that comes not only from your heart, but from your hands, from the skills and gifts that God gave you. Mm-hmm. So these are all kinds of things we can talk about, giving and receiving, but we can only talk about them with you when you call 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 3986.
Have you ever re-gifted? Have you ever received a gift and you're like, I don't really want this, or I have like three of these already, and I'm going to wrap it up again, and I'm going to give it to my friend who thinks you have that. Have you ever done that? Do you feel that's okay to do re-gifting? Or have you donated a gift that you've received? Should we even say this, Jerry? Because we always cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. Have you ever rejected a gift? Have you ever, that's a tough one. Have you ever gotten a gift and you looked at the person and said, you know, that's not something I want here. You keep it. That would be harsh.
That would be crude. Cruel, yeah. That would be cold.
I
don't think
we'll
get a lot of calls about that one. Hopefully we won't get any calls about that one from the Take-Two family.
Right. But we always cover the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's something else, too. If you've got a tradition in your family of how you give or open gifts on Christmas Day. I know we learned when I was growing up, we learned from some good friends of my sister that, it used to be the free-for-all. You know, you just dive under the tree and find all the gifts with your name on them, rip them open, see what you got, and then you're off to do something else. Well, we took on the tradition of opening one gift at a time. Somebody would open a gift. Everybody got to see what that person got and who gave it to them. And then they would go to the tree and grab a gift and give it to the next person, and they would open theirs. So not only is it's more intentional, you get to share in the joy of each person getting their gift at a time, but also it just takes a little bit more time. It's not just this, you know, quick free-for-all and it's over and done. So Take-Two family, do you have any traditions around Christmas, gift-giving, gift-opening? Gift wrapping? Do you like to get creative in your gift wrapping?
I've saved the bags. Do you save the bags?
Really?
I do. I love saving the bags.
So a lot of people save wrapping and bows and all kinds of stuff.
I do. I recycle it all the time. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I love that because I save a lot of money.
So really, we can go a lot of different directions with this broadcast today. And again, as Debbie mentioned, we'll be back live with you on Friday. So we have the 48 hours of Christmas from EWTN tomorrow and on Christmas Day. So it's our last live show until the day after Christmas, Take-Two family. Be a part of it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We do want to hear from you. So again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today taking your calls. You can get right in. Just share what goes on in your family, the traditions of gift giving. And maybe you're totally against giving gifts. And you're like, you know what? We're going to tell you what we do in our family. Just call in. We'd love to hear your voice at 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Remember, this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. So call us. We'll be right back.
Phone calls here in just a moment, and a line or two are open still. So if you would like to get in on this really fun conversation, we're just keeping it light today heading into the 48 hours of Christmas, which I'll tell you about here in just a second. It is a fantastic couple days of programming from your friends at EWTN. But we want your participation today, talking about really just the whole concept of giving gifts, receiving gifts, how you do that. Do you have any traditions in your family? Have you ever gotten a really shocking gift? Like we see, for example, we see these car advertisements on TV, like with a bow on top of them, like everyone's going to be given cars for Christmas. Maybe you got a car for Christmas sometime.
That would be
or
nice.
Something, some other, you know, spectacular item.
Not
or maybe
a matchbox
you've given
car.
Maybe you've given a real creative gift at some point. Join us here, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And as we mentioned, Debbie and I will not be live the next couple of days because the 48 hours of Christmas starts tonight at midnight Eastern on EWTN Radio, featuring continuous Christmas programming on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, including, for example, the EWTN Radio Christmas Card. That's music. The Choral Meditations and Solemn Mass of Christmas Eve live from the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. And also the EWTN and Family Christmas Special. If you would like a complete 48 hours of Christmas schedule, visit EWTN.com/48hours.
I can't wait. That's going to be so exciting starting tonight at midnight Eastern time. I love that. Okay, so Jerry, I wanted to share a couple things because you asked about being creative. You asked that right before the break. You remember that? Mm-hmm. You said, anybody creative? Well, I forced Mr. Giorgiani, Marty, my husband, to be creative because he actually is. I think you know this. He writes poems for me, and he's done that from the very beginning. And he's just very good at being creative with deep thoughts and stuff when he really takes that time, you know. So I forced him years ago to not buy me any more cards at the store, those Hallmark cards and those cards that are, you know, printed up and stuff. So I forced him to take a white piece of paper, just fold it in half or in fourths, and create his own card for me. Oh my goodness. He gave me, for my birthday, my 60th birthday, which was in November, the most beautiful handmade card with all of his thoughts. I have it in the kitchen. I read it like every other day. It is so beautiful. And I said to him, "You did this?" I said, did you go to like ChatGPT or something and get some?" He said, "No, I did this all from my heart." And it was, and it is the most, you talk about a gift. That card is like, wow, like $1 trillion for me. It was amazing. And so to your point, when we put our heart into something or we put the effort into something to really show that other person or those people that we're giving the gifts to that we really do care and we really do love them and we are going the extra mile to make it very special for them, I think it does matter. And I like what you said about, although when you were sharing about when your family said to start having gifts where everybody takes their turn and each one gets to see them open a gift. And when you first said that, I was thinking, oh, wow, that's going to take a lot of time. But, you know, that time, you're never, it's so precious. Those are memories. Those are things you're always going to keep. You know, the reaction that somebody has on their face when they open that, oh, I got this gift, or wow, you got this for me. Or, you know, these expressions, I think, are the new memories and the beautiful traditions. So I hope that everybody does take that time and brings out the hot chocolate or whatever and just relax, you know, totally relax and be with each other.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned like hot chocolate and coffee and tea and stuff, because when we would be doing that, if somebody needed a refill on their drink or something, they'd say, "Ernie, stop, stop. Don't open any gifts. I'll be right back."
Oh, I
you
love
know what
that.
Else? Holiday memories for me, you know, food, recipes. If you've got any, you know, special things that you do at Christmas food-wise, maybe just a special family, something that's been passed down in your family, a dish or a meal, or maybe you've reached the point in your life where, you know, you're done with the big holiday meal and you just order out and have food delivered or something. Tell us, you know, what you do for your meals as well and your recipes. So we can talk all about Christmas, gift giving and receiving and other things. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And Jerry and I, we love first-time callers. And look at this, Jerry, lining up are all the first-time callers coming into the family. We like to say the fam. That's what we say here at Take Two. So join the family by calling this number and telling us if you prefer to give or receive gifts. What are the traditions in your family? Are you creating new traditions this year? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And joining the family today is Lucy, first-time caller, Jerry, from San Diego, California, on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Lucy. Welcome.
Hi. Merry Christmas Eve, Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, Eve, Lucy.
Yeah. So it might sound a little bit negative, but I think it all turned out okay. My experience 2 years ago is I gave a gift to an acquaintance because she had recently had a baby. So I thought, oh, it's a good time, right, to give a gift, also because it's Christmas. And I gave her a blanket for her newborn. And I don't know what I was expecting, really, but she said, oh, she already has a lot of blankets. And in that, just in that moment, I thought, okay, like, how do I react? And she looked uncomfortable. She didn't look uncomfortable with me. I thought, yikes, maybe she just answered honestly. I think it was just an honest reaction to the gift and not to be mean at all. We chuckled about it later on, and it was okay. But I think that going into, like, the gift giving, maybe we shouldn't expect too much. Just to give the gift out of the joy of giving the gift to somebody. You know, it's a gift for us too to be generous. And maybe the other person doesn't know how to react. Maybe it's true that they already have a lot of something. And I don't know, maybe it's possible, like, just, you know, hey, I'll take it back. What can I get you? I don't know. But yeah, I think there's something to be learned there, that that maybe we're not always going to get the reaction that we expect, but just to be grateful that God has given us the opportunity to be generous with somebody. And you know, nobody's going to react exactly how we think. I don't know. But I think that it's just a wonderful time of the year. I love gift giving. That's my favorite part, for sure.
Well, it sounds like you are a very generous person, Lucy. And first of all, thanks for taking the time to call in today. I know this is a really busy time for a lot of people, and we have almost full phone lines, so that's a real tribute to you, the Take-Two family, and appreciate you being a first-time caller. Yeah, you mentioned that reaction that person had reminded me of my sister. She could be brutally honest sometimes, and I was always kind of late at the buying of the Christmas gifts, you know, so I was out scrambling one year. And, you know, remember those blown glass items? You know,
Yeah.
And I just, for some reason, I got my sister a blown glass swan. And when she opened that up, the look on her face was like, you got me this? But Lucy, that was my sister. So a sibling can get away with that, maybe more than a friend. But I've actually experienced, Lucy, a little bit kind of a similar thing to what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But Debbie, it really brings up an interesting dynamic. You know, when we're opening those gifts, we got to really be ready for just about anything, and be grateful, as Lucy's saying, for whatever that person has for us.
I completely agree, Lucy, you're the perfect caller to start this conversation today from the Take Two family. And thank you. I agree with Jerry. Thank you for being a caller. Definitely call us again, Lucy. But you are spot on with this idea of having no expectation, just practicing being generous, like you said, and not expecting a certain reaction. I think you nailed it. And I think that is so important. And I think also, too, when we do that, wouldn't you say, Lucy and Jerry, that when we give without any type of strings attached, we are going to merit more. It's going to mean more to all of heaven. And it's because we're doing it from our hearts. We're doing it without that kind of conditional way. It's more of the unconditional, which is more the God way. What do you say, Lucy?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love that. I think just giving and not expecting anything in return, not even a reaction, as silly as it may sound, I think it's absolutely true that when we give something and don't expect anything in return, that's very gratifying. I think that's the way to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And it's safer that way. You don't get hurt feelings. It doesn't hurt relationships. Yeah, it's so spot on. Lucy, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, and definitely call us again.
Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. Yeah, yes. Appreciate the call.
That was a great call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From San Diego, one of my favorite places.
You lived there how many years?
I lived there about 12 years.
Yeah. Best weather. I think San Diego has fantastic weather.
Well, they call it America's finest city for a number of reasons. It's got its downsides too, like all cities do, but.
Mm-hmm. They have a Sicilian festival there. That's why I love San Diego.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got a beautiful Little Italy. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful church in Little Italy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh totally. I love that area. Okay, so you can join the conversation because Lucy just freed the phone line for you. If you have a tradition about gift giving, do you have a certain practice that you make sure that everybody adheres to in your family, or maybe something happened when you gave a gift or received a gift? We want to hear from you. Again, you do not have have to be Catholic to join the family. You are listening, so you are part of Take Two. So please call in at 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Okay, another first-time caller, Kathleen, is in New York listening to us on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yeah, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Kathleen.
I am. Mine's a tradition. My children are all grown now, but when they were younger, they would scramble down in front of the creche, which is in the front hall, and we'd kneel down, say our prayers, and then end with singing Happy Birthday to Baby Jesus.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Are you?
And we still do that. My husband and I still do that in our golden
right?
years.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
why
do
not?
Do you do a cake, too? I know that some people do a cake. Have you ever done the cake when you're singing Happy Birthday?
Oh, yeah. I am familiar with the cake, but we don't. No.
Yeah.
No,
wow. I love that tradition.
I hope my grown children carry it on because, nice to celebrate everyone's birthday, right?
Well,
more important than Jesus.
Exactly, Kathleen, and that's how these kind of faith traditions do get passed on. I wouldn't be at all surprised if your kids are doing it with their kids. And what a beautiful thing, the tree is waiting. It's all beautiful, decorated, lights on it, the gifts jammed underneath of it, and you stop first and pray and remember what this season is really all about. That that is the kind of thing you planted those seeds, Kathleen, and your kids, and there's no doubt those seeds are blossoming now. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
That's what I pray for. Have a great day, and thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, and have a blessed Christmas, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen. I brought the prayer book out. So, Kathleen, I put your whole family in the prayer book and Lucy's family that just called from San Diego. So just an added little bonus from us because we love the power of prayer. So God bless you and Merry Christmas. Okay, Jer.
Let's go over to Mark, another first-time caller.
Sweet.
Driving through West Virginia, listening to Take Two on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Good.
The reason I called, you were talking about giving and receiving, and there's a documentary called I'll Push You. It's about two men doing the El Camino de Santiago.
Yep.
And one of the men, they've been friends. They were born in the same hospital like a day or two apart, and they were friends from childhood all the way up. One of them developed a very debilitating muscular disease, so he can't do anything for himself. But they decided to do the Camino together. And there's a scene in there. And he can't feed himself. He can't dress or anything. And so obviously he's in a wheelchair. There's a scene in there where he's talking about being the receiver and the position he's in because of the disease, that all he can do is receive. And he talks about how difficult that is because you're giving up your independence. But what he said in that scene was, I look at the face of those who are giving and taking care of me, and I see the love in their face, and that's where I draw my happiness. And I just thought, from a receiving perspective, I thought that was really interesting. It's a very good documentary.
Really sounds like it is. And, the image that comes to my mind, Mark, as you were telling that is, when we want to give, that's like the seeds of God's love and God's grace sort of being planted within us. And the receiving part, the part that the receiver does is like they're watering that seed of God's virtue within us. Mm-hmm. So when we receive, we're actually doing the giver a favor. And I learned about this a year ago right now. I was flat on my back in a hospital bed after having back surgery and 30 days of 3 times a day IV antibiotics. When I got back to the seminary, I had to rely on so many people. It's not easy for me to do either, Debbie. And I know you might have a comment for Mark. Maybe we can ask Mark to stay with us for a moment because we've got a break here. But
I would love that. Mark, I know you're driving, but if you could stay with us through the break because I'm trying to hold back the tears on this one because I can totally relate to this about receiving and relying on people. And when you must, and it takes on a whole different feeling. So, Mark, stay with us. You hear that beautiful music. That's the Take Two music. We're talking about giving and receiving gifts today and the holiday traditions that we have started in our families and that we continue. Please call in at 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. about giving and receiving gifts today and the traditions that go along with that. And if you'd like to join the conversation, there is an open phone line for you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I were speaking with Mark, a first-time caller driving through West Virginia, and he stayed with us through the break. And Mark, I just wanted to say, as you were sharing this documentary and what you learned from it, and I was really trying hard to hold back the tears, because it is so interesting when by nature you tend to be a giver, right? And because of some reason, a disability, a health crisis, a certain life situation, whatever, you now have to switch roles and be a receiver. It really is something that you have to go deep and learn. And there's a huge sense of learning how to be, humble in various ways, grateful, honest. You know, you have to kind of bear a lot, and you're going through a lot internally. And so now you've got to switch roles and be a gracious receiver. But I will tell you that it does provide incredible insight into other people and what their motivation is and their heart. And it's a soul to soul thing when you can switch positions. And I'm just wondering real quickly, Mark, did you get that from the documentary as well? Like this really deeper understanding of the human spirit?
Oh yeah, definitely. And particularly in that segment with the one fellow who, with the disability, he's talking and he talked about how difficult it was, you know, he's always been independent. Now he's very dependent. And so it was very touching and eye-opening for me to really see it from his perspective. In the same documentary, a little bit later, his friend who's taking responsibility for him, and so he's the primary giver. And throughout the documentary, he's responsible, and he doesn't really, they're on the Camino, and other people are willing to help him out, but the friend, you know, always kind of wants control, but he pushes himself to the point of exhaustion. To the point he's got to, you know, help turn some of it over, responsibility over to others. Mm. And that's a big insight for him as well. So from the giver side, you know, when you give and give, but at some point you can't give and you have to be then dependent on others to help you out, to help you give. Anyway, it's the documentary is I'll Push You, and it's about the Camino, but it's about two men with a great friendship all their life and a genuine love between them in terms of friends. They both have family, both have a couple children. So.
Wow. Sounds amazing. I'll Push mm-hmm. You is the name mm-hmm. of it. I'm going to check on
Me
my
too.
Video sources and see if I can find that. That'd be a great Christmas watch. I'll Push You. Mark, be safe driving through West Virginia. May you get to your destination in safety and joy and have a blessed Christmas. You're a first-time caller, Mark, but we look forward to you calling again. How does that sound?
It sounds good. I mean, I enjoy listening. When we travel, we listen to y'all.
Oh, good.
Aww,
thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Have a very Merry Christmas with, God willing, with the ones you love. Mm-hmm. And again, be safe out there driving. You know, I think what God uses these moments, Debbie, when we have mm-hmm. to turn from being a giver to a receiver involuntarily, let me put it mm-hmm. that way. God, I think, is using those moments because I know that in my own life, I think I've had one of the reasons I've had difficulty receiving is because, you know, early in my life, there were some who were, you know, responsible for me to take care of me and do things for me, and they didn't do it very well. And, you know, there were, you know, issues and wounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you get to a point where you're like, you know, I just don't want anybody to do anything for me. I'll take care of everything myself.
Right. You go on an island, a little bit of an island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And God is saying, no, my child, you know, I want to give you. I want to do for you. I want to help you. And so he really has to kind of, you know, pry open the door of our heart, you know, to allow us to get us to allow him to do that. So I think mm-hmm. some of these earthly experiences that we have moving from, you know, being maybe primarily a giver to be forced to being a receiver are mm-hmm. really God's way of making us receive more of him as well.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that was good. That was the golden nugget right there.
Oh,
that was
thanks.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you again, Mark. Call us again for sure. Merry Christmas. Mark's going to free that phone line for someone like you to call in and contribute to this beautiful episode right before Christmas Eve. And we're going to be wishing you a Merry Christmas, because when we come back, we're going to be in the octave of Christmas, and we'll be saying Merry Christmas many, many times during the broadcast on Friday. But we want to wish all the Take-Two family an early Merry Christmas. Of course, because we love you so very much. Now, you got to stop what you're doing. Stop wrapping gifts, stop shopping, and contribute to this episode so we can finish strong, okay? It's very important, because lives are being changed by your stories, by your traditions, by the way you conduct your life. It's helping other folks. How do we know that? We get the emails. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to go back to the calls in just a quick second. These just keep coming, and we are so blessed by this. The congratulations that we are able to extend to our radio partners. There's another one, WEUC, FM 88.7, serving Morgan Field, Kentucky. They are celebrating 16 years with us this week. So Richard Nally and your team at Eucharist Radio, congratulations from all of your friends here at EWTN.
Okay, we're going to visit Texas right now with Karen, first-time caller on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
I had two things that I wanted to mention. And me and my sisters moved from Ohio to Texas in the 80s. And so my parents would come visit us. And anyway, I would have Christmas Eve at my house a lot, so I would, in cleaning up after opening up all the presents, I used to just like save some of the gift labels. And my parents have since passed away, but so looking back at the gift labels with their names on them is touching to me. So that's one of the things I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so beautiful.
With your parents.
So I have them in different envelopes from, right, you know, different years. So it's nice to have them.
So like with your parents' handwriting on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. You know, when we used to wrap presents in boxes instead of a gift bag. So I have, I would just like cut out that part and save it. So, and then also my mom was Greek and my dad was Croatian. And so I made like the kolache in that roll that my mom got the recipe from my dad's mom. So I made it 2 days ago, and it took me 5 hours, but it's really good. So I just want to continue that tradition.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, I do have to just quickly say something about the keeping things from your parents that have passed, like voice messages. I have a voice message of my mom. I have a voice message of my dad that I listen to all the time. And then the handwriting. My dad had the most beautiful printing. I mean, the most beautiful I've ever seen. I don't know how he did it. It was so perfect. And sometimes I look at it and it just makes me smile, and it just makes me feel like, wow, you know, at any moment I could get another card from mom or dad. You know, you just have that real beautiful love connection. And it sounds like that's for you, Karen.
That's nice that you have that. I have voice messages from my parents too. And my mom also had the most beautiful handwriting. She was an artist. And people after she passed away would say, I still have that card that your mother gave me, and her handwriting's so beautiful. Everybody would say that, and they would ask her to do wedding invitations and things like that. But I mean, you should see her handwriting. It's amazing.
Oh, so your mom had that gift. How beautiful. Karen, I brought the prayer book out. Do you want to add your parents to the book? Their first names? Okay.
My mom is Stamatia. It's a Greek name. Mm-hmm. It's S. T-A-M-A-T-I-A. And Matthew.
And Matthew is your dad. Okay. A gift of God for the name Matthew. I love that. Karen, you're a beautiful daughter. We have to imagine, Jerry and I feel this way so strongly, we have to imagine that all of heaven is listening and watching this broadcast. So just think about it. Your parents are there going, that's my daughter on a worldwide stage talking about us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was looking at their picture when I was making the collage on Sunday. Because I have one of those old-fashioned nut grinders where you grind the nuts, and I mean, it takes forever, but it's worth it. So.
Well, and you know, one other thing, Karen, you're a first-time caller today, it says here, but you probably listened to the show, and you know that Debbie and I get great show ideas from you, the Take-Two family. And I just made a note. We'll do a show coming up here pretty soon. You know, what have you saved from your parents?
Ooh,
or what do you
I
have,
like
you know, that reminds you of your parents? That's going to be a powerful show, Karen.
Yeah.
So you've just added to our show topic calendar coming up probably sometime in the next few weeks.
My mom lived with me 5 years. She had leukemia her last 5 years. So I have so much of her things that remind me of her.
Mm.
But I also sent you, Jerry, an email when you went to St. Joseph's Oratory.
Okay,
and I,
yeah.
My daughter's father-in-law is the one that has lineage to St. Andre.
Oh, so. Yes, I remember your email, yeah. Well, I've continued to pray. It was a wonderful pilgrimage that I had over Thanksgiving, and I lifted all of the Take-Two family up at the Oratory of St. Joseph, the Tomb of St. Andre. And Karen, I continue to pray for all of the intentions that were sent to me and the entire Take-Two family. We pray like mad around here, you know,
oh, yeah,
because
totally.
we see the fruits of prayer all the time, and mm-hmm. we're just never going to stop. So the prayers continue, Karen.
Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas.
Welcome.
Thank
Merry
you. Merry Christmas. Yeah, stay in touch with us, Karen. And be sure and mark in January for that show that's coming up that you inspired. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to stay in Texas?
Yeah, let's go to Edith, who is in Houston, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Edith. Thanks for your patience today. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's my first time calling, too. I didn't mention that, but...
Oh, we're so glad.
And in my case, I would say I don't... in my family, traditions has changed because I was born in Mexico, and at that time, we didn't really exchange gifts during the 24th. We wait until January the 6th when we celebrate the king's visiting Jesus. So then that's when we used to receive gifts. And unfortunately, well, I would say it's a little bit hard for me trying to give gifts during the 24 because sometimes I can see with my nephews and nieces, you know, that sometimes they focus more on the gifts than in the birth of Jesus. And it's hard for me trying to, you know, especially because they're not my kids. Sometimes I wait until the 6th and somehow trying to keep the tradition. But I can see, you know, that they are expecting gifts on the 24th. And, it's a little bit, the baby inside me, you know, should I wait a little bit more for them to focus more on Jesus and everything. But, I can see the change there, definitely, in my family.
Well, you know, a couple things that I could say. You know, one is, you know, it teaches us patience. You know, sometimes we get really impatient. Kids, obviously, you know, we understand that the kids, you know, like I think another tradition, if I recall correctly, that we had was, you know, we got to open one gift on Christmas Eve just because, you know, we were so anxious, could hardly sleep Christmas Eve night. You know, you're awake all night, wake up early in the morning, you're out there and you got to wait for the parents to come out. So, you know, there are good lessons, you know, in patience. And also it teaches us that, you know, the Christmas season, as Debbie said early in the start of the show, it doesn't end, you know, at noon on Christmas Day on December 25th. It's just beginning, actually. Mm-hmm. And we are so blessed as, you know, Christians, especially as we follow the Catholic liturgical calendar, to be able to consider not just December 25th, Christmas Day, but we have the octave of Christmas and the season goes all the way through, like you said, January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of lessons here to be learned when it comes to giving and receiving gifts, Debbie, that we haven't really touched upon, but Edith is reminding us of.
I love your call, Edith. I agree, Jerry, what you're saying, and because it's so important that we pace ourselves and we get into the moment and we slow down and we experience all that's around us, and so that it can help to transform us, to change us. The reason we have these incredible liturgical seasons of our church year is because also to advance us, to grow us spiritually. And so how do we do that? It's not just going to be poof, like little fairy dust to come down and all of a sudden you're changed and you're turned into a saint. You really have to apply yourselves. You really have to work at it and really grow the understanding and the relationship. If you look at the saints, they did that all the way up until they took their last breath. So Edith, I think you're on to something. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to impart to us?
No, thank you. I just wanted to share that from my culture.
Yeah, absolutely. You're beautiful. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Wow. Thank you so much. Great calls today.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous calls. And so all first-time callers, like in a row. That is amazing. If you'd like to be a first-time caller, this is the day. So call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get back to the phones, I just wanted to remind everybody, The Doctor is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi, coming up next on most of these EWTN stations.
Okay, Julia in Maryland is listening today to Take Two on actually watching the video on YouTube. Hi, Julia. Thanks for watching and for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How about you, Julia?
Very well, thank you. Good. I would like to talk about a special gift that I gave my sister Kathy last year for her birthday, even though it's Christmas season.
Okay.
We had been traveling, and I heard her tell her friends that she really wished that my brother did not throw away her Pebbles Flintstone doll when he was cleaning out our mother's and father's house for them to move. And she talked about how much she loved that doll that my father gave her when she was 10 years old. So I found on eBay the exact same doll.
Oh.
It was pretty expensive, but at the same time I said she was worth it. So when she opened that gift and laughed and cried at the same time, I knew that I had given her the right thing.
Mm.
And the reason why it was so special is because her son and daughter-in-law were trying to conceive a baby. And right after I gave her that doll, her daughter-in-law became pregnant with her first grandchild.
Oh, my.
And now this baby will have his first Christmas this week.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Wow, Julia. But see, it took time for you to do that. It took time for an effort for you to make this just an incredible experience for your sister. I mean, see, that just goes to show your love that you have for family, the appreciation, the memory of things. I mean, wow, that really says a lot about you. And what a glorious, anything, I brought the prayer book out. Anything you want me to add in addition to what you shared for the prayer book?
I would say you can put my parents, Paul and Sophie, in the prayer book.
Paul and Sophie.
Because they used to provide wonderful Christmases and Easters and birthdays for us. With limited means, but we treasured everything.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us needs any more stuff. So our siblings, instead of giving each other gifts, were donating to charities in each other's names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, wow. Okay, I've got everybody, I believe, Julia. Okay. Ooh, great. You know what? I think this is so incredible that you shared with us. Just want to circle back for a moment. When your sister opened the gift, can you just share with us like her first reaction or first comments? I'm just curious, because when you get something like that, when you have to go down memory lane of something that you really loved when you were younger, there's usually very interesting comments that come out of a person's mouth when they first see it. Can you share? Do you remember anything? I'm just curious.
Oh, my gosh. And then she laughed and cried at the same time.
I love it.
Her best friend, Mary Teresa, was with her, and they've been friends since first grade. And now they're in their early 70s. So, and I had told Mary that I would be giving Kathy this gift. And Mary was able to keep a secret, but it was very special. And now she has it on her top shelf so her dog won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Those pesky pets, you know, always into something, always the things you don't want to get into.
Wow. This is what a great story. I'm so glad you shared it with the whole Take Two family, Julia. You're amazing.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas. Julia.
We're waving to you on YouTube.
Yes, absolutely, and everybody else watching.
I love it.
Let's go over to Ron in Los Angeles. Ron is also watching on YouTube, a very regular and faithful member of the Take-Two family since day one. Hey, Ron.
Good morning, and blessed remaining Advent, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you.
And my thanks to all those who have known my story and have prayed for me. And as I see your waves, I wave my proverbial wave back to you. On the topic of the gift, I find that the best gift to have to give is of your time, whether you're a caregiver or no longer a caregiver, but now one who's in need of receiving, as I'm nearing that point in my own journey of medical mayhem. I am just so grateful that God gives me each day with where I have a question of, okay, thank you for my life, thank you for another day, but why am I still here? I have to think, you know, my purpose is not done, my purgatory is not done that I want to try to do while I'm here. But at the same time, there's so much more that I suppose there may be left for me to do, but some of it, as one spoke, was that my levels of medical mayhem have put me in a point to where I had to be stopped dead in my tracks for me to hear God. And that's probably the biggest gift I could probably look at right now. As much as I may grumble and may not work well with it, and Jerry knows the line, I'm not a good sufferer, but there are days when I do my best to offer it up and remember what I have received, what I have given, and hopefully what I have given has been more than what I have, you know, grieved my Lord with. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and there's a great lesson in that, Ron. You mentioned, you know, purgatory time, and we can certainly take care of a lot or even all of that in this life if we cooperate with God's grace. But, you know, as you quoted my line there, I'm a horrible sufferer. And what I've found that I try and do generally is if I'm going through a season of suffering, I just like to say at the very beginning and repeat it, you know, as often as I can, but I like to say at the very beginning, Lord, I offer this all to you. I may not like it. I may grumble a little bit, but please know that at this moment, as I'm entering this season of suffering, I'm offering it all to you. Don't let any of it be wasted. And so I think God is good with that, you know. We have plenty of examples in Scripture, you know, in the Psalms, you know, David many times lamenting, you know, the sufferings that God allowed him to go through and things like that. So, you know, I think there's a great lesson in suffering. And even if we don't do it perfectly well, like many of the saints did, it's a learning process.
Oh, yeah. And you always tend to grab the learning lessons out of things, Ron. And we love that about you. And I understand you had a nice conversation with Jerry. So the start of the new year, be expecting a call from me, Ron. We'll catch up, okay?
Sounds very well. And I'm hoping that I can continue on. But I tell you, I've been having a battle of my soul for the past week and a half or two. Mm-hmm. And I am in serious need of some extra angelic assistance in my battle.
There you go, Take-Two family.
Here we go. We
lift each other up.
Absolutely. We'll definitely start in the book, Ron, to make sure we focus on that and feel those prayers and the angelic support. Absolutely. We believe in the angel realm there to help all of us. Thank you, Ron. Merry Christmas.
Ron. God bless. Yes. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Going to get to Sarah real quick in San Antonio. We got about 2 minutes, Sarah, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Welcome to our last broadcast before right after Christmas. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Go right ahead. What would you like to share?
Oh, hello. Thank you. In my family, we have a tradition which we started with our children. When Santa came, he brought 12 presents, and the children were invited to open a present a day for the 12 days of Christmas.
Wow.
So one day, maybe somebody was opening clothing or underwear or socks, and somebody was opening a game or a puzzle. And so they learn to share with each other the fun thing, and they learn to be patient, and they learn to appreciate what was in the, you know, in the gift. For example, you know, what does the dice mean and why do we have to take care of it and keep it for the game? So we do that with the grandchildren. Now we have 9 grandchildren and we wrap 12 presents for each of them.
That is fantastic.
It's amazing.
Wow, so, what a great, you have just, I'm sure, I've no doubt, Sarah, you've just planted an idea in the minds of a lot of parents and grandparents out there. And once again, it teaches the two lessons of patience and that we celebrate Christmas for the whole Christmas season, not just for about 3 or 4 hours on Christmas morning. So
I love it.
Sarah, that's beautiful. God bless you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones, especially your 9 grandchildren. May they enjoy every one of those 12 beautiful gifts. Well, Debbie, our gift to the Take Two family is our prayers, our love, our gratitude as we head into the next couple of days, 48 hours of Christmas on EWTN. Go to EWTN.com/48hours to learn more about that. We will be live with you on Friday. And we will be talking about, let me
keeping
pull
the lights
up.
Keeping
the lights up. Yeah, keeping the Christmas season going. Our deep and sincere thanks to Vanessa, Michael, and Rich today, but all of the folks who help as the show team throughout the course of the year. And to you, the Take Two family, we love you all so much. Our prayers are with you, and we count on your prayers each and every day. Please understand that. So until we talk to you live again on Friday, have a beautiful and blessed and very Merry Christmas.